Regional Director or Mayor Plan USA. Want to send a big old welcome to all the brand new guests and brokers that we may have online with us here tonight. Welcome to the call, but also want to take a moment out to just wish everybody I hope we had a great 4th of July weekend. Hope you had a chance to celebrate some time with your family and take a moment out and just really celebrate the fact that we live in a country where we can be in business for ourselves, where we can be in charge of our own life and live where we want to live and go where we want to go and see who we want to see. And what a wonderful gift that is to each and every one of us to be able to do that. So just hopefully nobody, and I'm sure we haven't taken that for granted, but just want everybody to know, you know, at Ameriplan, you know, it's an outstanding opportunity for each and every one of us to have more of the freedom and the lifestyle and the things that we want because of the great country we live in. Once again, I want to congratulate everybody to the call, especially any brand new regional sales directors, a big old attaboy, attagirl to you. Congratulations for a job well done, along with any new pin levels. We want to congratulate those people as well. You know, your timing is perfect right now. We're in the month of July. We got a big promotion going on, Dollar Days at Ameriplan. For only $1, you can go out and enroll members. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. So grab a pencil, piece of paper, be ready to take some notes, because as always, we promise to deliver good, solid information that will help you advance your business. And there's no better person in the country to help us do that than the number one broker in the company, young man out of Houston, Texas, earning over $1 million a year. So, man, I tell you what, I got my pencil hot and ready to go. Mr. Mark Jarvis, you on with us?
I sure am, Mike, and excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. Happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Well, the same back at you, and I just kind of ditto everything you said earlier, Mike.
Well, we appreciate it. So let's talk about how we can take advantage of this great opportunity that we have, Mark, and maybe help some of the listeners and brokers on the line to expand their business over the next 30, 60, 90 days. So what great bit of golden nuggets do you have for us tonight?
All right. Well, I tell you what, it is exciting to be on the call, and congratulations to all the new pin levels, like Mike said. And you know, what we want to talk to you about tonight is, you know, just a philosophy of business that I believe will take you all the way to the top. And you know, it's amazing. You can come in this business being what I call subject to the moment, or subject to the tools of the trade, or you can come in here and get wealthy if you're totally grounded and solid with a foundation of business principles that will take you all the way to the top. So we're going to talk tonight about the importance and the value of becoming a senior regional sales director. And what I mean by the being subject to the tools of the trade is that you know, many brokers come in, and when they come in, they're excited about different tools that are going to create numbers. And yeah, I've been in this industry for a long time, and the thing that I've seen is that obviously it's important that we know how to work in a cold market long term to be successful in this business. But if we come in subject to, for an example, the internet, you know, how the internet's going to deliver for us. What happens on the internet today may be different than what happens 30 days from now or 60 days from now. An example is 1 year ago in the month of July, we personally enrolled 65 brokers on the internet. But that internet system that worked in July wasn't as effective by the time that September got around. So, you know, if our success was based solely on the effectiveness of that particular tool, then we would have been in trouble. The same thing goes with newspaper advertising or target marketing, where we go out and prospect people. So what I want to talk to you about tonight is a system that is guaranteed to work every single time. And here's the question that I have for you, is if our system was about creating a senior regional sales director that was going to have a residual income of $3,000 a month. And we could take that person. Let's say that you start from scratch today, and let's say that 90 days from today, you were a senior regional sales director, or 60 days from now. The system that you're going to hear about over and over is, you know, as a senior regional sales director, how to be at $3,000 a month the first month, but be at $3,000 in residual within 90 days, and within 6 months be at $100,000 a year. The bar has been raised. And what we're going to be talking about is a nine-month business plan from the time that you hit senior regional sales director to be at $100,000 a year. But the key is this, is that the clock starts at senior regional sales director. And the key to that success is the foundation, the step one, two, three, four, five, that you understand and adapt to as far as how a person becomes a senior regional sales director and a strong senior regional sales director at that. So, you know, everything that we do, it's important for you to realize that what we're going to be talking about, you know, is linked to $100,000 a year. And you know, I tell this one story because it's just an example of how things work. Is I remember just recently taking a trip to Dallas, and yeah, we got there. We had a carload of kids and babies at that. So when we got there, as I started unloading all the luggage, I'm just dragging it into this house. Well, I get a phone call, so I do like many of us do. I put my chin down on the phone. I'm trying to carry luggage in, but I get turned around, and my head is strictly down on the sidewalk. I walk up the sidewalk, and I walk up to the door that I thought I had previously been in. I'm trying to get in this door, and it's locked. Well, I discover, after looking up, that the house that I was trying to get into was a beige two-story house. The house that I had actually been going in and out of was a one-story dark brown house. So, you know, the moral of the story is, obviously, that if you keep your head down instead of looking at where you're going, someday you can be walking in the wrong front door, and that's exactly what happened to me. So as we start talking about our business plan and the road to $100,000 a year, it's important to understand that every little detail that we give you, why it is totally attached, if you'll look up and keep your eye on the $100,000 prize, that it is absolutely attached to that particular prize. So we got the $1 promotion, which is going to help you get the regional sales director in a big way. But the key to this whole thing working is that you understand the philosophy and understand the steps that it takes to fast-track the regional sales director and how we turn around and we leverage that on to senior regional sales director. So to get us started on what these steps are, we're fortunate we have one of the best trainers in the entire industry in our company, and that's Mr. Brad Murray. Brad, are you online?
I'm here, Mark, and I tell you what, I hear you talking about that business plan to $100,000 in residual income, and I'm thinking, you know what, number one, I'm thankful I did it, but number two, I'm just thinking, you know, $100,000 a year in lifetime residual income, I don't think I would care, as long as it was legal and ethical, and who cares, you know, what you have to do. Work is work, right?
Right.
And so if it were knocking on doors or cold calling or going business to business, I mean, who cares what you got to do if it can set you up for life in just a couple years. And now as we bridge into this new era in Ameriplan, Howard, like what you're talking, you're looking at, you know, 6 months to a year to build that kind of income today with the way everything's unrolling. But, you know, so it's important that people, that they do follow. I mean, because we do have a plan, a very specific plan, a disciplined plan, that will actually deliver that, because it's delivered that for a couple hundred people plus. And so now, I mean, people that really want that end result, they can get on a road, go down this track, and it's just guaranteed to deliver. And so the, you know, it's, but it's important what we do, because there, you know, I mean, what we teach does deliver, and a lot of people, Mark, will listen to it, and they'll say, well, I hear what they're saying, but, you know, and they kind of go, so, you know, I think one of the biggest things right before we get on this track is a new broker's personal relationship with their upline national sales director in this company. I think everybody needs mentorship. I think they need guidance. I think they need leadership. I think they need a coach that has been down the road and actually, you know, has been successful. And I think it's the greatest thing that we have access to in this company is that kind of leadership and that kind of coaching. And every broker that's on this conference call tonight has that. They've got access to leadership. And so I hope that they'll pick up the telephone and track down who that upline leader is. It could be their senior, their executive, their senior. They need to go upline and meet all the leaders in their upline and form that personal relationship where they can communicate on a daily basis, like you did with Dennis and Daniel, like I did with you, et cetera. I think it's a big key, and that's what taught me this business, was that communication. But, you know, the first thing that we do is we do it in a warm market. And the reason, there's lots of reasons, but, you know, people do business with people that they know. If you're to go out cold on the street, you know, you're just not going to get the kind of results as fast as what you'll get at doing what we talk about here. So one is getting big, fast results, and people do business with people that they know and trust. Calling people and communicating with people who at least know who you are, it's easier than anything in a cold market. And so, you know, if I brought you in the business, Mark, and you know, I had gotten the regional sales director, you know, I came into business and ran a full-page ad in the LA Times, and half of it was for members and half of it was for brokers, and I signed up all these members and signed up all these brokers, and I brought you in the business, and you said, well, how do I do it? And I said, well, you run a full-page ad in the LA Times.
I don't have the money.
You know, that action, that plan of action might have been great for me, but it's not going to duplicate, and it's not going to multiply. And so our plan of action is something that every single person can do. Everybody can make a list of everyone that they've ever known. You know, you get a memory jogger when you get your broker kit that's going to help you make that list. We like to go for a list of 100 people. And what's great is, you know, we're going to break that list down, and there's probably not 5 to 10 people in what we call your immediate credibility group, to where, you know, your family members, a handful of close friends, maybe the people that you work with. And it's a short list, and we're going to contact those people. But what we're really going to talk about tonight is the rest of the 90 other people. And this is, you know, so many people have had experience in this kind of business and networking where they call their credibility group. They make 5 to 10 calls and don't exactly know what to say or how to say it, and they get turned down on 5 to 10 calls. And from there, it's oh, their career's over. They're discouraged. And so what we want to do is we want to talk about how to have success on every phone call that you make right from the beginning. We want you to have fun with it. We want you to have success with it. And so that's where we want to go with this thing, because it can be that way. And so we make the list, and we start with the credibility group. And you know, the credibility group's a no-brainer deal. You can just call and you can just tell them what you're doing. But, Mark, I want to throw the ball back to you a little bit here and talk about the other 90 people that we're going to approach on this list. And this is really where the money is in this business. And number one, we're going to show you how to have success and excitement and on every phone call that we make. And so, Mark, why don't you kind of take us into the other 90 people on that list that we're all scared to death to call. We don't know what to say or how to say it, and we sit around and twiddle our thumbs because we get stuck there.
Absolutely.
After the credibility group.
And, you know, it's funny, Brad, because, you know, and I was on a conversation today, and this guy is like, you know, I don't know about a list. And I said, well, let's talk about kind of how that list comes. And, you know, in the first 24 hours, we're looking for 50. And here's what I've seen happens to most people is, you know, at their current job, there's probably about 5 people that they know. It may be less, maybe a little bit more, but that's kind of their warm market. You know, if you looked at, you know, where they go to church at, I mean, I go to a very large church, but there's about 10 people there that I really know. And, you know, so they may have another 5 or 10 from that. I know about 3 or 4 people here on my, you know, on my block. You know, kids, school programs. Here's what we find is that people's kind of circle today, they get to about 20, and it's the numbers start coming slower. So they know about 20 people today, not counting the relatives and people like that, you know, and their credibility group, which is about 3 to 10. But if you look back last year or the year before that, finding that each year there's probably a close circle of about 20 people. You can use your memory jogger and everything, but if you keep on going back, this will take you back sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But when, but if you're thinking about your close-knit top 20 list year to year to year, you're going to come up with 100 pretty, you know, pretty hot market at one time. But the, you know, but the trick is this, is that when you call your credibility group, all, you know, you're calling them, they're interested based on who you are. Now, you know, that could be between 3 and 10 people. So now as we get into this other 90, it's going to take some reestablishment of relationship. And let's say, for an example, you know, at the convention, there was a friend of mine from high school that, I mean, his absolute best friend for years, they had fell out of touch for at least 10 years. I mean, they were, like, inseparable. And he was at the convention, and he showed up just because his buddy called and said, "Man, I haven't seen you in a long time." You know, they had a little bit of a difference 10 years ago, and because, you know what, I don't even remember what it was about. How you doing? This guy came all the way from Arkansas just to see his buddy, and he did that based on credibility. So, but as we start in that warm market, Brad, the key is I got to use common sense, and the first thing I got to do is have success in that market. There's a thing called the law of inertia, and that is whatever's moving wants to continue moving. Mm-hmm. Whatever's stopped is going to remain stopped. Mm-hmm. So if I call 6 or 7 or 8 people in a row, and I go through this script and I get turned down, what's the odds of me going to number 10, 11, and 12?
Yeah, it's too discouraged. That's too much discouragement.
No, instead, now what I do, which is the kiss of death in this business, is I start trying to figure out who might be interested.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, out of a list of 100, you know, it's hard to find, to look at 5 people and believe or know whether they'd be interested or not. So I simply do not go through that list. But we're going to give you a system tonight that guarantees you to have a good experience. See, if we can give you 20 good experiences in a row, what's the odds of you continuing on?
Oh, man, that would be phenomenal.
Okay. So now let's say, Brad, that I'm starting down this list, and you're just one of 90 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking up the phone, and let's say that, you know, all I'm looking for is a good experience here. So I pick up the phone, and let's say that you and I haven't talked for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Okay. Now, what is the most natural reaction when you hear my voice and you realize I'm somebody from the past?
It's surprising, and it's kind of like, yeah, a little bit surprised to hear from you.
Yeah, and your voice, the pitch of your voice goes up, and the reason is there's an excitement to hear from people in the past.
Right. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a real positive thing. So let's just role play a little bit. I'm going to call you, Brad, and let's say it's been about 6 years since we've talked.
Yeah.
Hello, is this Brad Murray?
Yeah, this is him.
Brad, this is Mark Jarvis. How are you?
Mark Jarvis. Well, by gosh.
How in the world are you?
Well, I'm fantastic, man. I can't believe. How long has it been?
I tell you what, way too long. I think about 6 years or so. How in the world have you been, Brad?
Oh, I tell you what, man. Still here at the car dealership. Same place I was last time I saw you, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, man, I tell you what, it's been forever. In fact, you know, Trace and I were sitting here going through some address books and going through some wedding albums. And you know, I've been looking at your name for a couple of days, and I thought, man, curiosity killed me. I had to find out, you know, what you were doing. You were still around.
Yeah, in fact, I've done that myself. You know, you think about people you haven't talked to in a long time, and you just never get around to calling. Hey, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, so you're still at the Toyota store, huh?
Yeah, still am, working bell to bell for the most part.
All right, well, man, you've done good there. Gosh, how long have you been there now?
You know, about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you're going to own that thing before it's all over.
That'd be nice.
Well, good.
What's got you? What's up with you, man?
You know what? I've been out of the car business, I guess, about six years now.
Really? So you got out?
Yeah, finally got out, I tell you. And, you know, miss it every now and then, but not too much. And, you know, just moved over to Houston, and we got some good things going on. I think I've had, about four kids since I've seen you.
Holy smokes. Well, that'll keep you busy.
Well, I have been busy. How about you?
Oh, you know, two kids growing up and working and raising a family.
All right. Well, good day. You still playing a lot of golf?
Oh, you know, maybe once every two or three weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah, how about you?
Well, you know what? I'm playing a lot, not playing any better, but I'm playing a lot.
Hey, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I can't believe you called, man. That's cool.
Well, I tell you what, I'd love to get together. Tracy, I'd love to get together with you and Amber, just catch up on old times.
Yeah, so you're down in Houston now.
Yeah, down in Houston.
I'll be darned.
We get into Austin. In fact, we're coming into Austin this weekend for a family reunion, my mother's 70th birthday.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
No kidding. Well, that's great. I hope you can maybe swing by or something.
Yeah, in fact, I'll call you a little bit later on in the week to see what you got going on Friday. You think y'all might be available on Friday?
Yeah. Friday after working hours, we'll probably be around.
If nothing else, we just get together for a cup of coffee. We'd love to see you, and you'll love to see the kids.
Yeah, that'd be great. Likewise.
Sounds good. Well, I tell you what, why don't I call you? I'll call you on Wednesday before we head over there on Friday.
Okay, sounds good, Mark. I appreciate you calling, man. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, you bet. Tell Amber I said hi.
I'll do it.
Boom, I'm off the phone. Okay, now, was that a good experience or a bad experience?
Oh, I tell you what, if you can handle socializing all day, it's pretty casual.
Okay, pretty casual thing. What's the one thing that would have made that a bad experience?
If you would have called me and done all that on the front end and then pitched me.
If I would have acted sincere about just touching in with you, and then turn around at the end. And I know I would have said it better than this, but if at the end I said, Brad, let me tell you why I'm calling, I really would, I'm calling you to either sell you something or get you into something.
Right.
That would have made that a bad experience, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's based on common sense. Now, this, folks, what we're talking about here is total common sense. If our relationship has been based mainly on a friendship basis, then I've got to reestablish that friendship. Now, if our relationship has always been business-related, okay, then it would have been perfectly fine for me to say, hey, just one note, you know, Brad, I was thinking about you. I know that, ever since I've known you, you've always had some different business deals going on. Want to know if you still have an open ear to a business deal.
You know, as long as I'm still having to work for a living, I'm always open.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I've come across something that, you may or may not have any interest in it, but I thought, felt obligated to at least run it by you, especially since you're sitting there in Austin, and I know that we're looking to do something there in Austin.
Yeah.
Okay. A few years ago, a buddy of mine come across a little benefits package. It's a low-cost benefits package. In fact, the cost is under $50 a month. Okay, covers in, bottom line is, and I'll have to adjust this thing as we have a new product. But right now, just they cost under $20 a month, focuses on dental. And anyway, it don't sound like a whole lot, but let me tell you what these guys are doing with it. My buddy, within 7 years, was making seven figures with it. They've got a business plan that a couple hundred people have followed and hit the top position in the company. And they're paying these guys, Brad, an average residual income of $100K a year.
Wow.
So, anyway, they brought me on, so I'll be sitting at 100 grand in residuals within the next 12 to 24 months. And I know that they're looking for somebody over in Austin, so I thought I'd give you a call and if there is an interest on your part to even talk to these guys.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to have a cup of coffee and see the deal.
Absolutely. Well, hey, why don't we get together Friday when I'm going to be coming in town for my mother's 70th birthday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. See, it has to do with common sense. Now, if, for example, Brad and I's our only relationship was business, for me to call and just, you know, if I didn't know anything about his wife, if he didn't know anything about mine, if we had no social activity whatsoever, then it would be totally, you know, okay in common sense-wise to kind of bounce this thing off of. Mm-hmm. That's where you got to have common sense. If you go through this list of 100, I'm going to guess there's probably 25% of that list that you may never even pitch the business to. It just may not even make sense. And the good news is you don't have to pitch everybody on the list. But if, you know, we're going to give you a business plan that if people follow, everybody that follows this business plan gets results. So are you going to want to build your foundation and build an organization on a system or and on an exercise that gets everybody results? Or are you going to try something that sounds good and sounds fancy, but yet very few people ever get results with it? You see, you're going to want to go with something that you know every single time works. Now, here's what we'll tell you, is that inside of everybody's list of 100, I believe is $100,000 a year residual income. The other thing that I will tell you about this list of 100 is that the people that are going to be open and the timing right for them to look at this business are going to be so obvious that they're going to jump off the page at you. You're not even going to have to wonder whether or not it's appropriate with them or not. You're not going to have to wonder whether or not they'd be interested because it's going to be so obvious. You see, if you can reestablish a relationship with 100 people, you can become very successful in this business. In fact, we had a decorator that was, you know, she knows what we do, and we talked to her, and she was asking, she goes, you know what, I've just hired more people. I need to bring on more, I need to figure out how to get more business, but I don't know how to sell. And she goes, and all at once now I've got more employees, but I don't know how to go about getting my business. And I talked to her about this little process. I said, you know what, just reestablish a relationship with 100 of your clients over the past, and you'll never have to advertise again. And you know what? I said, just call your people. Don't ask for business. Just call, check in, see how they're doing, see how everything still looks in the house. Don't even ask for business. You know what? She called back within 1 week and had experienced great results in her own business with that. It works in that business. It'll work in this business. You know, it will work in any business that if you just reestablish your relationships with people and you look for the people that are looking. See, that's what we're teaching you how to do. The reason I've been successful in this business is I can concentrate all my efforts on people that are looking. I don't try to beg people to be looking and interested that it's not even the right time for them. Brad, you and I talked for 3 years before it was the right time for you and I to even sit down and talk in this business. You never seen a presentation for 3 years, okay? So as we go through this process, understand this exercise, the list in this exercise is key to your success. There's another key to your success, and that's what I call closing it out. You know, you start in this process and you start going for a couple weeks. You've talked to your credibility group, you know, of 3 to 10 people that will look and join just because you're you. Now it comes time to, okay, how do we close out regional sales director in 21 days? Well, here's what you do. If you look and you're sitting and you're 3 members away, for goodness sakes, with a $1 promotion, you pick up the phone and you call some relatives or you call the people on your that may not be on your acquaintance list, but you call your, you know, people that you know real well, and you say, listen, your first month to get this thing started cost $1. $1, and I really need your help in order to, you know, would you do this as a favor to me so that I can hit my promotion? Do you know that 90% of the people that hit regional sales director in 21 days or less, they did it through favors? In fact, we have two national sales directors in Houston, and how they got started in the business is somebody called and said, listen, I need a favor from you so that I can hit a promotion. And they become national sales directors. The average income for a national that you earn off of national sales directors, about $50,000 a year. So, and then, you know, what are you going to do with the brokers? You're two brokers away. If we had a $10,000 bonus for you to close out two brokers in a matter of 2 days, what would you do? You'd pick up the phone. You'd say, listen, it costs $95 to get in. I get a $100 commission. I need some help here. And then you close it out, because the second that you close out your story at Regional Sales Director, you now have a bridge. And what that does is that doubles your credibility group from 3 to 10 to 6 to 20. See, now you got people that you've just reestablished your relationship with in the first phone calls that maybe it wasn't, maybe you didn't get back to them and talk to them about the business. But now you got the right to do that after you've reestablished that relationship, and you have the credibility of a story of $1,000 to $1,500 in your first 3 weeks in business. So here's what happens. As you walk through that list of 100, Brad, there's going to be times where people that say that, on our conversation, well, the car business has been good for you. You are going to be surprised. In fact, probably to the tune of about 25% on that list that is going to say, well, it's worked out good, but it's not like it used to be. In fact, we are looking to do something else. I can tell you this from interviewing people in the credit business, that it was a rarity to see somebody happy with what they were doing if they were there for 3 years or longer. So understanding that people change, people don't work for 30 years and retire anymore. That's a rarity in today's society. Understand this, that a majority of your people probably won't, they may not tell you that they're looking to make a change, but about 25% will tell you. There's probably another 25 to 50% that is looking for a change, but your relationship isn't to the point yet where they'll actually share that with you. So if you were to share with me, if you're one of the 25 people that said, I'm looking for a change, now I can pick up the phone, Brad, and I can call you and say, Brad, after our conversation the other day, I had a question, something on my mind. I just want to call and ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was you serious about looking at getting out of the car business the other day when we talked?
Oh, absolutely. I've been having my ear open for a long time, you know. It's just a matter of finding the right thing that can bridge me out.
Okay. Well, let me tell you why I asked. Is I told you I had been doing some other things and other businesses since I've gotten out of the car business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I got something I want to run by you. May or may not be of any interest to you, but I felt obligated to at least run it by you. Okay.
Sure.
A few years back, some friends of mine started marketing a little benefits package. It's a low-cost benefits package. Don't sound like a lot at all from a product standpoint, but let me tell you what these guys have done with it. They put together a business plan that a couple hundred people have followed, and within 2 to 3 years have made the top position in the company, and they're paying these guys an average income of $100,000 a year. So I'll be sitting at $100,000 a year within the next 12 months of residual income, and can bring somebody with me. I wanted to give you a call if there was interest on your part. Be more than happy to kind of hook you up with the same guys that I'm talking to, and at least run it by you and find out if there'd be interest on your part.
Yeah, I'd be more than willing to have a cup of coffee, and doesn't cost anything to look, right?
Never cost anything to look. Who knows,
Yeah.
But understand this, that if you got about 25% of the people that are looking at making a change, you got 25 hot prospects that you have a relationship with now that you can bring to the table. And out of that, you're surely going to put together your 4 to 5 to 10 people, okay, that starts off your business team. You know, I've only got about 10 people in 10 years and $1 million a year. But they pay me over $500,000 a year. Brad, you put together your initial team of probably about 4 or 5 people that pay you today probably at least $300,000 to $400,000 a year.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we got to get people to understand. And then as we bridge into, as we recontact that list and recycle, okay, and we use the credibility of the story to bridge the senior, okay? Once we get the senior, I want to talk for a second, and I'm talking about, you know, why it's important to get the senior, because I want you to take a snapshot and say, okay, here you are at senior, and let's just say that we're sitting here 90 days down the road from now, and you're a senior regional sales director. Here's a game plan that's going to get you to $3,000 a month in income starting the first month of senior regional sales director. Remember, you've got a team of brokers now that you've got a minimum of probably 12 to 20 brokers at the senior level. Now, you go out, and I'm talking strictly on the medical plan right now, is that you go out and you put 20 personal plans on the book. And think about it. You know, if this was what it took to get to $100,000 a year, if 1 month producing 20 would put you on the road, would you be able to do it for $100,000 a year?
Absolutely.
That's 5 a week. That's one success story a day, okay, 5 days out of the week. Now, if you were to put 20 on the books and your team collectively put 100 on the books, this would be step one after you're a senior regional sales director. That would give you a $3,000 a month, $3,000 that month of cash income. Hmm. But if you stop at the end of that point, let's say you just, that was all you did, you know, you'd have over $1,000 a month of permanent residual income coming in. But let's say you went to step two, which is, hopefully we're talking in terms of months here, the second month as a senior regional sales director, and your personal production was 10 that month, because that's going to give you advances of roughly about $1,000. But on the second month, your team has picked up momentum, and you got people trying to duplicate what you've done, and that number, they have collectively added another 100 on the books, giving you a total of 200 plans on the books. That would put you at $3,000 a month of cash that month. But more importantly, if it was all over with there, just on your second month, you'd have $2,000 a month of permanent residual income coming out. The third month, okay, you basically did your one plan. In other words, you did 20, 10, and 1. But your team grew another 100 members, giving you a total of 300 plans. That would put you at $3,000 cash, but more importantly, $3,000 a month in residual income, and that would put you obviously at $36,000 a year. So this is a 90-day plan after hitting senior regional sales director. Now, from that point on, you got 6 months, okay, to basically have two people that you personally brought in the business that are willing to follow getting the senior, and hopefully you've already got your people in place on your way to senior, but you've got your people in place that have hit senior regional sales director, and if you'll duplicate that just 2 times, that means you've taught 2 people how to make $3,000 each on your front line. That is so close to $100,000 a year that you can smell it. It's either right at $100,000 or a little bit over. And that's the game plan to get to $100,000 a year. So when we back it all up, you see, and we say, well, why is it important that I make this list? Why is it important that I really contact 100 people? Why is it important that I close out RSD in 21 days? Well, the reason it's important is every little thing that you do, from the fact of keeping a good attitude and making your 5 phone calls tomorrow or your 10 phone calls tomorrow, every little piece of thing that you do is all tied to the end picture 9 months down the road at $100,000 a year. So, Brad, I'm going to let you run with that for a minute, but that's just kind of what the game plan is and how we're going to take this 2-year plan and we're going to shrink it down to a 9 to 12 month plan to 100 grand a year.
Yeah, it's all about the foundation. It's pretty simple stuff when you break it all down. I can make a list of 100. I can have a good attitude going through that list. Like I said, I'm going to find 25 people in there who are open, and I'm going to, you know, I think the truth of knowing what it takes to close out RSD is a big piece of this puzzle, and the fact that you need that success story, you need to have the urgency and close out and establish that success story early, and then simply duplicate that. Everyone that you bring in the business, you know, now you're able to teach them to do the same thing, to restore 100 relationships. And they find their 25, and they do their fast tracking. And you have 3 people go down that road with you that are teachable, coachable, and they can see lifetime residual income. That's really the key of this whole thing is you seeing it, you bringing 3 people into the business that can see it, that are willing to build these foundations. And then you, once you're a senior and you go through this business plan of you doing 20 plans that first month and 10 plans the second month and 1 plan and your team doing their 100, 100, and 100. And I tell you what, it just lays itself out. But it's funny how you can miss the entire thing if you miss the foundation. You know, if you go chasing rabbits on all these, and, you know, if you're in communication, sometimes people get into our meeting system or they meet other people in the company, and they're talking to all these other people, and they do. The only risk of this plan is chasing a rabbit somewhere. And I tell you what, that rabbit will cost you a fortune because your foundation will be messed up. You'll never be able to teach a foundation, and the whole plan won't even work. But with what we talked about on this conference call tonight, you build a foundation, you go through this process, you basically bring 3 people in that can do the same thing. And I tell you what, 3 people in this business, Mark, that are teachable, coachable, and want to build residual incomes, Dale Brooks basically has 3, you know, legs in this company that today's built him about a $600,000 a year income with 3 people.
Absolutely.
That's the power of 3 people.
Well, and I tell you, and we're just talking about 2 to get to 100. If you did 3, you would absolutely be over 100 grand a year.
Ah, big time.
And, you know, the funny thing about it is the biggest reason for failure in a merit plan is opportunity. An opportunity to do something other than what the game plan is laid out. And, you know, Brad, you know, people have this misconception that we, you know, that all we're about is the warm market. You and I both spend a majority of our time today working in a cold market. In fact, you know, I spend a majority of my time in my first year in a cold market. But I started my business plan on the right foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that I can stand before people today and say, hey, do this plan, is because I did the plan. I did exactly textbook of everything that we ever say to do. So once a person starts recruiting on the internet, once they start recruiting through advertisements on the newspaper, everything they do, if they don't know how to start somebody with the right foundation, in other words, if they didn't do it, then all they do is sign a bunch of people up. I'll give you one little quick testimony to that, Brad, is that, you know, I had this broker, and man, he's just excited about starting with a, you know, putting together his team, and their whole focus is about internet marketing. And man, they got a great plan together, and but his seven guys were just basically waiting on him. And I threw a little challenge out there. I said, listen, you got seven. I said, let's just kind of make it an unwritten rule here, is that everybody that starts on you know, on the internet needs to have their four people from the warm market. Do you know that one little process you know, has taken that group from seven strong to four times stronger with 28 people?
No doubt.
And you know, so now you got 28 people to build a foundation with versus one or seven. So it's just the power of getting started right. So we're excited with the dollar promotion. Anybody that wants to be regional sales director can be a regional sales director in the month of July. And in case you don't know what that is that the initial payment for each member during the month of July is $1 instead of the normal like $39 with a following $19 month draft the next month. Here it's $1, and then they'll be drafted $19.95 the following month. So that's all I got, Brad. We're excited and fired up. And, you know, before I close this thing out, the one thing I want to caution people on, a lot of you may be thinking, you know what, they've talked about this plan, and it involves the medical plan. I don't have the medical plan in my area. That is the reason why it's important that you understand the philosophy of getting a senior and you get there today. Because we're not talking about a very long time down the road where every single market that exists is going to have this plan to market. We're talking about the future is now. So don't get hung up on what you don't have. You know, instead, focus on how you can leverage this time right now. Build your foundation. And you're going to be there before you know it because the future is already now. Brad, that's all I need. I'll kick it back to you.
No, good stuff, Mark. It's all about that. No matter when that medical plan comes out, you still got to get the senior. You still got to build your foundation. And you got to be teaching that stuff to all your brokers. So, you know, it all just works out. It'll work out in the perfect timing.
Right. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time to be on the call with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, and remember, Mikey, you announce your conference calls.
All right, we have calls on 7 o'clock, new broker training, followed by the 8 o'clock training that we have, we just finished up on, and here in a few minutes we'll do the 9 o'clock nationwide recruiting call. Mondays are always very, very busy. And at 9:30 we have the Simple as ABC training call. Just log on the same phone number, same PIN code, 7, 8, 9, and 9:30 each and every Monday. So we'll be doing the recruiting call here in about 10 minutes. Welcome to the Maryplane USA Conference Center. We'll be back online here in approximately 10 minutes.